Imagine for a moment a craftsman who wants to give somebody that he loves a very special gift. He has a choice. The craftsman could go to the store and buy something, wrap it, and within 20 minutes be done and have the perfect gift. The other option is the craftsman could apply himself to his trade, invest some evenings, pick a beautiful choice piece of wood, shape it with his own hands, smooth it, form it, use his skill, his time, his patience, his heart to bring about a gift. Both are gifts, but only one of them costs the giver something of himself. One might only say that the giver himself is only made visible in the wood. He's the giver himself is the gift because he is part of the gift. On the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, the scriptures place before us a staggering truth that God's love is like a handmade gift. He doesn't send us a representative. He doesn't give us a token of some sort of special gift or gratitude. He gives us, most importantly, most intimately, himself. Listen again to how Moses encountered God at Sinai. The covenant had been shattered by the golden calf. The chosen people deserved nothing, and yet Moses ascended the mountain again to God. God passes before him, races ahead, and proclaims his own name. The Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and fidelity. That word steadfast love in Hebrew means hesed. It is not a sentiment, it is not a feeling, it is a covenantal loyalty that's binding. It cannot be undone. When God reveals who he most deeply is, the answer is he is mercy. This is who God reveals himself to be at Sinai. And then fast forward centuries later, we hear God speak again through his son to Nicodemus on that dark night. And he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." That small world "so" is so important. It doesn't just mean very. God didn't love the world very much. God loved the world in a particular way. What particular way? How did he love? By giving his only begotten son. God loves by giving of himself. He doesn't give an angel. He doesn't give a prophet. He gives the only begotten, the one who shares his, in his own divine life so deeply, personally, and intimately. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Holy Trinity is. It's not a math problem. It's not a complicated abstract puzzle that only theologians can wrestle with. No, it is the eternal mystery of the self-giving love of God. The Father pours himself out completely into the Son. The Son receives all from the Father, and he gives it back to us on the cross. And then the very love that binds them together is the person of the Holy Trinity. The bond of love, as St. Augustine calls it. And this is why St. Paul, in his prayer, as he blesses the Corinthians with the words that we now hear at the beginning of every Mass, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Every Mass prays this Trinitarian prayer. Why? Because it is an invitation into fellowship, which means communion. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are drawn in by the Holy Spirit into the relationship of God with his Son and Son with the Father. The Holy Trinity is not to be observed on the outside as some sort of thing abstract. We are invited into relationship with our triune God. From outside in. My dear friends, a gift only becomes a gift when it's received. We're called to receive this communion, to step into it. And when we receive, God asks of us something in return for that communion with him. He asks us to trust him, to believe him, to trust in his words, his promises, to stand before him with open arms, open hands. And then to give to others in the same way that he has given to us of this communion with him. How do we do that? Notice what St. Paul says before this blessing. He says, "Mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace." This is how we are to give. This is how we are to be prepared that communion with the triune God. This is the very shape of life of the Holy Trinity itself. Mend what is broken, comfort what is hurting, hold nothing back. So this week, ask yourself, where is God calling you to give a handmade gift? Not an easy one, not a store-bought one, but something that costs you something. Maybe it's a patient conversation with a difficult person in your life, an act of forgiveness that you've been postponing. Perhaps it is a quiet sacrifice that no one else will ever see. One concrete act of self-giving love, modeled on the God who gave us his only Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.